According to the Kachina Peaks Avalanche Center, no slides have yet been observed this season. But avalanche zones above treeline on the north and northeast side of the San Francisco peaks still pose a hazard. Snowpack is relatively light, and backcountry travel at high elevations is difficult. KPAC President Derek Spice says snow conditions are constantly evolving.
Each storm is a different layer in a sandwich, or think of a stack of pancakes. What the factor is, do they bond together, and can those lower layers support the weight of the wind loading that's going to be happening?
Spice urges anyone who plans to travel in avalanche-prone areas on the peaks receive the most up-to-date information through KPAC. A winter backcountry permit from the Coconino National Forest is required for the Kachina Peaks Wilderness. Avalanches kill nearly 50 people on average each year in the U.S. and Canada. The most recent such fatality in the backcountry on the San Francisco peaks was in 1995. For KNAU, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.